Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roanoke Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. Hello, Dr. Clarity. How are you today?
Hey, Marcy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. That's Dr. Tremaine Clarity. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom. Today we're talking with Amelia and Jen about a very important group in VASD. The acronym for the group is VESPA, V-E-S-P-A.
Good morning, everyone. As you're listening to this, it is morning time here in the Roanoke Area School District, but I am so delighted to have two of our phenomenal members of our staff, Ms. Jen and Ms. Amelia. Thank you so much for joining me in the Loop of the Soup. How are you doing?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning. Great. As we get ready to fill the full community and everyone abroad on what we're doing here in the Roanoke Area School District, in preparation, I want to think about an analogy of how to describe our VESPA group, which is V-E-S-P-A. And as you think about our organization, and if you think about our organization in terms of like a great car, can we be a Cadillac or a Mercedes or something like that? We're a Cadillac organization.
Cadillac, right? Please. Cadillac.
All right. We're going to go Cadillac organization that is a Roanoke Area School District. There's so many parts that allow for that Cadillac to run so smooth. And some of them are under hood, some of them are right in front of your eyes, and some of them you just got to ask the questions and know. We're going to make sure that everyone knows the key parts of our organization, and that's you. You are VESPA membership that makes everything run. And so we want to make sure that our community understands that while there are some front-facing pieces that you know, get some attention, but we want to make sure that everyone in the organization gets the appropriate attention that they deserve. And make sure that our community, our staff, and our students understand that we can't do this without you. And that's the one of the things I want to get out on the page right now is how important you are to every single student, every single family, and every single parent that makes us the National Model for Excellence, Groundline, and Equity. So I'm going to open it up with you, Amelia. And as we think about, just tell us what VESPA stands for. Can you give us that, the meaning of the acronym, and any other things you would like us to know about the organization?
Sure, I can help with that. So we are the Verona Educational Support Personnel Association. So we are the support staff, we're the support professionals here in Verona Area School District. We are the official group that is who the district works with for purposes of bargaining, for handbook language, really just having collaborative conversations to make this a successful workplace for the support staff. And, you know, we're all here to support kids. We're all here to support each other. And we like to say we're all educators here in Verona. So we're a big part of that group of educators.
Absolutely. And Jen, you've been a part of leadership for a number of years here. And so I think you're a legacy status now. We're going to call you a legacy in the organization.
Sure, I'll take that. I'll take that
status. So we're going to go legacy status in our organization. And as we think about the multitude of groups that are represented by VESPA, and when you read off this list, it's just going to make our eyes pop of all the positions that help support great education here in Verona School District. Talk about us. Who makes up the employee groups and, you know, well, sorry, get to like, what do all these positions do and what do they mean?
Sure. So we actually have 33 separate job titles.
Did you say 33? 33.
All right. So we have our certified occupational therapy assistants. Those are working with some of our students throughout the district, direct work with them. Then we have people in our copy center that any staff that needs things copied can send over there, and she works extremely hard in that department. We have our custodial staff that, kudos to them, you know, they make sure our buildings are open every day and continue to make sure that they are looking fabulous. Our drivers, we have a couple different drivers that do different things. That deliver food, do mail delivery, and that also help us with our students. We have educational interpreters, and they help with both staff and students. They're a great asset to our school district. We have educational tech support technicians. They keep the students going every day. When they have problems, they come see them and they keep them going. Educational assistants, wonderful people that work with our students daily. We have educational assistants bilinguals, again, work with our great students. educational assistants in the LMC, great people, helping students find great books and literature for pleasurably reading or even assignments. Educational assistant health, these wonderful people help our students in the health room, whether they aren't feeling well, they're feeling wonderful, or they just need a little help with a Band-Aid or something. They're there to help them. We have educational assistant special ed. These wonderful people help us with students that need a little bit more help with one-on-one education or small group education. We have educational assistants, special ed, bilingual, same group, just a little bit more help with diversity. We have food service that helps feed our students every day.
And I saw you smile when you said food service. Tell us why you smiled when you said food service.
Because I head that up. My job is to be the production manager, so I'm making sure that students are getting their food every day. Yeah. I take great pride in that.
Excellent. You should.
Yeah. groundkeepers. They're this wonderful group. They're out there making sure that our grounds look wonderful every day. With this big planned snow day, they're coming up to make sure that the schools are ready to open when we need to be, and that in the summertime, the grass looks wonderful, nice green. Thanks to those people. Maintenance, they are a wonderful group that's out into our buildings that will help them make sure that the buildings are ready to go. We have the heat on when we need it. We have the air conditioning on when we need it. And we have water, electricity, everything we need. Security, this group is a fabulous group that's out there interacting with our students, making sure that our schools are safe and that our students feel comfortable and get help with any needs that they might need throughout the buildings. Secretaries, we have a wonderful group of secretaries that reach out with our students and help them get in contact with any of the staff that they need help with, and also to help any of our wonderful parents or community members that come in the buildings and need something. They are there to help them. Same with our secretaries of bilingual. It's they're there to help students and the community that speak a different language besides our English learners. Swimming instructors, they are wonderful. They're there to help with our elementary students when they come in to do their swimming units. And they're also there to help our community when they come in for some swimming lessons. And that kind of wraps up our 33 different positions. They're kind of smushed in there together, but we take great pride in all of our positions.
So a couple of things here. First, we have Amelia, who's representing our secretarial group.
You bet.
And as you heard, your title be original. That's all the smile, which means you enjoy the work and enjoy the honor of being able to be the first person many people see when they enter our building, often for the very first time. The very first person you see are our delightful secretarial group that join us. And as we heard Jen read off all 33 of our categories, could you try to imagine our district without these positions?
Absolutely not.
It just doesn't function.
Not at all.
It does not work without these groups that are supporting our students every day. And so as we get into, Emil, I'm going to come back to you on this one. You know, we like to refer to as the Vesper group is the engine of our school district and their contribution to keep our schools open and operating. So I'm going to flip this question as you see it on the on your paper here.
Sure.
And talk about your, excuse me, Jen, I'm coming back to you. Talk about your role in food production and the production manager. And our Board of Education has just added a new component around nutrition to its policy and making sure that it stands out. So it's system-wide an important part of what we're doing to make sure that we're developing the whole child. Jen, talk about your role in servicing our students as a production manager, and what does nutrition mean for you?
So my role is I make sure that all the schools have food. My job is to pan up and make sure that those things are out, but my biggest pride in my position is that I work on specialized diets. So I've worked really hard to create a vegan plan for our students that are vegan. And then I, like I said, also special diets is one of my top things that I do. So I take great pride in that. And for me, nutrition is making sure that every student has something to eat every day, because you never know. Today might be the first day that they had something to eat over the weekend. You know, it might be at the end of the day, it might be the last thing that they eat until the next day, you know. So to me, it's always important that kids are able to fill their bellies and make sure that they have enough food to eat. So that's my pride in my position.
Absolutely. And Amelia, I know you take great pride in your position as well, and rightfully so. Talk to us about your role and those daily interactions that mean so much to our community.
Sure, you betcha. So I work at New Century Charter School and the Verona Area International School, and I'm in the front office of both. I see the heart of my position as school secretary for both of those buildings just to be the energy and first face, the welcome, the kind of tone that gets set for the rest of the building. And I on purpose start every day with a smile. I start by welcoming people by their name, looking at them in their eyes, kids, staff, students, families, everybody. I want them to feel not just welcome, but like they are a part of the equation here in Verona Area School District, so that if they have any questions, they're more likely to ask them. If they have any concerns, they're more likely to speak up because they feel safe in my school office. So, you know, welcome is that first part. I think part of it too is just making sure everyone feels safe. I'm the head of communication, essentially, you know, so part of my role is not just being on the phone, but being on the walkie to make sure that everyone in my building is communicating. And then, you know, last, I work a lot with data, you know, school secretaries, they work on the computer quite a bit. But the heart of that is that I'm surrounded by a lot of different identities in one space. So to me, part of my role is making sure I know my students, I know my staff, I know my support staff, I know the people coming in and out of my building and how to say their names. And I make sure that I know people's families so that when they walk in the door, I don't just know that they're there to pick up a kid. I know what for and I care. It's all tied together so everyone feels like they're part of this family.
Absolutely. As you think about VESPA as an organization, and as you as the leaders, both of you as leaders of this organization, along with Jamie Brown, I want to make sure we give her a great shout out for her great work. Yeah, yes. she's awesome. Talk to us about your extended role beyond your positions in the organization when it comes to purely VESPA work, and like, who do you meet with? You know, talk to us about your structure, both, you know, working with admin and also working with the staff members that you serve in your roles. So I'm gonna come back to you on this one.
Sure, yeah. We like to have monthly meetings with our principals, with our superintendent. We like to really have that open conversation.
Is the superintendent an okay guy?
I think he's pretty great. I think we lucked out.
All right. A shameless plug for the superintendent on that one.
You got it. And monthly meetings with human resources, too. Just having that open dialogue is super important to our union.
Excellent. Jen, what are your thoughts there?
I agree with Amanda. I'm sorry, Amelia. Oh, my gosh. So sorry. No, we've definitely lucked out. We've gotten a great administration. You know, as many of you know, we've kind of had an overhaul a couple years ago. And, I really appreciate our new group that we have.
So what I love about those meetings is, you know, we come to the table and everyone has the mindset of supporting our students, supporting our families, and supporting one another. And we walk into this space where we're going to sit down and we can have, you know, I don't want to say tough conversations. They're critical conversations to make sure that people feel valued and make sure that that everyone understands that how important their role is. And I think sometimes there's a mindset outside of Verona School District that if you come to these spaces or come to the quote unquote table together, that they're supposed to be contingent, that they're just not. They don't have to be that way. And the leadership of the Vespa group is equally as important as allowing that to happen. You know, they bring crucial topics for us to talk about, but they're all for the better good of the organization and all for the better good of the staff that we're serving. And then we can problem solve together, like, okay, now how do we resolve this together? And I think that trickles through our organization and allows people to know that you have true advocates that want the best for you and your work. And, you know, I humbly accept the appreciation, but I want to thank you, just you two, and thank Jamie as well for, you know, you're giving your time. You're sometimes trucking across the snow to get over to the office to have those conversations and giving up your time and self when you could be with families or doing any other multitude of things. But you're working on behalf of everyone in our organization. So sincerely, thank you for that. I appreciate that opportunity.
Thank you.
Here's what we know about the Vespa group, and this is a point of pride in our organization. Our Vespa is our most diverse group of employees, meaning it has the greatest percentage of people of color out of any of our group of educators. You know, so from your perspective, how can we continue to increase and support diversity in Vespa and throughout VSD, since you've kind of become the model? And we want to continue to do that in our organization. You know, what are some things that you would consider for us to make sure that there's a high sense of belonging? So as you think about bringing people into our organization and making sure people want to stay in the Verona Area School District.
Sure. I want to go back to something you said before that really connects with what we do, I think, as support staff. You know, it's always that first face, that first greeting, that first welcome. Mm-hmm. And I think it goes both ways. I think when you look at the SEA who meets kids at the bus in the morning, who meets the driver from the 18 to 21 program, you know, we're talking about staff that go out to people's homes and say hello. If a kid feels welcome in that moment, we're going to take that little nugget back, and we're going to take that back to school, and we're going to take that welcome back to our fellow staff members.
Correct.
And then I think, too, a lot of our support staff is the first face that our community sees. The security assistants at a Friday night football game may be the first and potentially only conversation you have with a staff member in Verona Area School District the entire week. And that interaction is so huge. And so it's not just school secretaries that make everyone feel welcome. You know, we're really looking at that initial interaction being so key. And then, too, if you look at the support staff, you look at that racial diversity, but you look all around the lived backgrounds and our multilingual staff, that's the glue that sometimes helps families feel even more welcome. They may talk to Miss Nancy, one of our interpreters, before they'll talk to some of our school staff.
Absolutely.
And that speaks volumes. That's how you do it. You really honor people's languages and that first welcome.
All right. That is so well said. Thank you. Thank you for that. And the passion that you spoke with is also comes from the heart, and that's what makes the both of you such great leaders in our organization. Jen, anything you'd like to add to the conversation?
Yeah. No, I just think that as a Vespa group, we do a really great job of bringing in a diverse group, and we continue to hire diverse groups. And I mean, I'm not out in the schools as much as some of our other support staff, but just in the little area that I am in, I do see that we do take the extra steps to make sure that all staff are understanding or getting the information that they need, not just in our language, but in their own home language. And I think that's really important to make sure that they feel inclusive and that that we do care that they understand too, because it's not just about communication. Sometimes it can be about safety and health, and that's really important.
Excellent. And so as we think about our equity framework and excellence, equity grounded in excellence is at the heart of that work. When you think about the ability to develop the whole child, it is so important that we see all aspects of life, as Amelia kind of brought up in her response, that yes, there's there can be a race component, there can be a language component, there can be a ability component. There's so many aspects of the child that we want developed, and we want representation. We wanted to make sure that there's someone mm-hmm. who understands that lived experience as well, that can have those deep conversations. So that is crucial to what we're doing here in Vernon School District. So we're getting ready to close up, and I'm going to ask one more question for the both of you, but it's the same question for the both. As you're out at an event, you're in the stores, you're doing anything, and someone just says, you know, hey, I'm thinking about applying or thinking about joining the field of education, and how would you help that person understand that the Vernon Area School District is a place to be?
I've worked here over a dozen years. I'm proud of that. I've seen a lot of good people work together with other good people to make sure good people stay. Yeah. And that door and that conversation is always open. So I think you come, you give it a try, you see the amazing and progressive things we're doing here in the district, not just to honor students, but to honor our staff here. And then I think once you're here, you stay because you do love it. I love it. I see the things we're working on here. I feel valid as support staff here. I feel heard when I have conversations with these people. I feel like I have a voice at the table, and I know that new person would too.
Excellent. Thank you.
I've been here 11 years, yeah. And I agree with Amelia. I've had great experiences, and I think from day one to today, there's been so much growth, and feel so supported. And I do have those conversations out there in the public, you know, telling people how great Vernon is. Come over to Vernon. We are one of the highest paid support groups. You know, and the fact that we get to talk to you, Dr. Clardy, we get to talk to HR, like, we are heard. And not every district can say that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's huge to us. You know, and even trickling down into our buildings, you know, we do have meetings with our principals. We do have meetings with our certified staff. So we are feeling inclusive. There's work there that continues to grow, and you can't say that everywhere. So, and we're really making great strides, and we're not divided groups.
Absolutely.
We're all together.
Absolutely. And when it comes to the compensation that you made, you worth every single cent. Worth every single cent.
Thank
that
you.
And don't ever feel that we kind of had a whisper that point. Make it make it known, because it's earned. We work hard here. You know, we work hard on behalf of the students, and rightfully so, we should compensate for that hard work, because if you have an expectation of excellence, compensate an expectation of, mm-hmm. of excellence, and that's the way that we truly feel beyond the monetary value, with the personal value as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to bring us to our time today here on In the Loop with the Soup. It goes by so fast, and there's
probably
like 100 other things we can talk about today, but open door for us to continue dialogue, and hopefully we'll be doing this podcast for a number of years, and bring you back through. Maybe not on a snow day, but we'll
right?
we'll get that going. So that'll close us out for In the Loop of the Soup. We'll turn it back over to Marcy.
All right, Jen and Amelia, thanks for being here today, and thanks for talking with us about all things VESPA and serving as co-presidents. Another shout out to Jamie Brown, who's not here with us, but is also serving as co-president of VESPA. And I hope our listeners got new insight into the important work of the educators in the VESPA group and their key contributions, like we talked about this morning, in keeping that engine of the school district running for our 5,800 scholars. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblum. Thank you for listening to In the Loop with the Soup.